Blue Ocean Shift. Beyond Competing. Proven steps to inspire confidence and seize new growth. Authors: W. Chan Kim and Renee Maborne. From Red to Blue. In order to move from red oceans full of sharks to wide open blue oceans free of rivals, organizational leaders must identify and challenge fundamental assumptions. They need a roadmap that can shift their perspective and free their imaginations, allowing them to suspend belief in the limits of today so they can see and create the possibilities of tomorrow. Blue Ocean Shift is a systematic process to move your organization from cutthroat markets with bloody competition, what we think of as red seas full of sharks, to wide open blue oceans or new markets devoid of competition in a way that brings your people along. Step 1. Get started. At the threshold of every blue ocean initiative is the question, where do we begin? The answer? We begin by scoping out the initiative, which means working out which businesses or products or services offering you're going to tackle. For a startup or organization with only one predominant offering, choosing the right scope is straightforward. To ensure that it gets launched in the blue ocean, a startup needs to focus on the offering it's setting out to create. For existing organizations with multiple offerings, however, choosing the right scope is not all straightforward. To help complex organizations like these set the scope of their blue ocean initiatives, we created a simple but powerful tool called the Pioneer Migrator Settler Map. With this tool, you'll gain a clear picture of your organization's value innovation pipeline, or the lack thereof, and the prospects for growth inherent in your portfolio. Mapping today to see tomorrow. The Pioneer Migrator Settler Map replaces market share and industry attractiveness with value and innovation. It's divided into three segments. 1. Pioneers. These are businesses or offerings that represent value innovations. They don't have customers. They have fans. Their strategy breaks away from the competition. 2. Settlers. These are the other extreme. These are businesses or offerings that offer value imitation. Their strategy converges with the rest of the industry. 3 are the migrators. They lie somewhere in between. They represent a value improvement over the competition and may even be best in class. But they don't offer an innovative value. How to pilot your Pioneer Migrator Settler Map. Defining the scope of your initiative will allow you to create a shared understanding of your portfolio in value innovation terms, and to see how widespread the need for change and blue ocean initiatives is across your organization. Here are the steps you want to follow. The first step, identify the key businesses or product service offerings in your portfolio. Start by identifying your key business or product or service offerings and choosing the people who will participate in the process. The second step is to identify which offerings are pioneers, migrators, and settlers. It's also important to remember that each offering should be assessed from the point of view of the buyers, not in terms of your organization's other offerings. The final step is to plot your portfolio. Now, using a blank Pioneer Migrator Settler Map, plot your group's assessment of each business or offering. The aim is to capture each offering's current position on the map. Constructing the right Blue Ocean team. When it comes to whom to select for the team, job title is not the most important factor. Character is. What you're looking for are people who are well-respected and already have credibility with others in the organization. You want to select people who are good listeners, are known to be thoughtful, and are willing to raise questions when others don't. Step 2. Understand where you are now. Having a clear and shared picture of the current strategic landscape is critical. First, it ensures that you have a strategy. Not merely a collection of tactics that may make sense individually, but that don't add up and may even be contradictory. Second, it ensures that everyone is on the same page. You and the team leader you've chosen may appreciate the need to break out of the red ocean and fundamentally rethink your strategy. But that doesn't mean others on the team will share this view, let alone the wider organization. Beyond this, we found that while managers typically have a strong sense of how they and their rivals compete on one or two strategic dimensions, few grasp the full picture. To address this problem, we developed the Strategy Canvas, the diagnostic tool that you will use throughout the Blue Ocean Shift journey. Drawing the as-is strategy canvas for your offering will give the team, and through them the wider organization, an objective picture of current industry dynamics as well as your own and your competitors' strategies. How to draw your strategy canvas. The aim is to understand the team's perspective, what the team members see and register about the current strategic landscape. Here's how this step unfolds. 1. Name the industry you're in. Ask the team to name the industry that the business, product, or service you've selected for this initiative competes in, or if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, the industry you desire to enter. 2. Identify the key factors your industry competes on. 3. Decide which key players to compare yourself with. 4. Rate your offering in the best-in-class players or players along the key competing factors. 5. Draw your as-is strategy canvas. The team should begin by putting price as the first competing factor on the horizontal axis, so that it's clear what value is. Value is what is exchanged when the buyer pays. Everything to the right of the price on the horizontal axis is what the buyer is gaining. When the strategy canvas is viewed in this way, it's easy to see what buyers get for the price they pay. Next, the team needs to plot the other key competing factors along the horizontal axis. Once this is done, plot the offering level scores the team arrived at for each key factor and then connect the dots to create your as-is strategic profile. The team can then overlay this with the strategic profile of the best-in-class player to arrive at the as-is strategy canvas. Finally, team members are asked to reflect on their as-is strategic profile and see if they can give a compelling tagline that reflects their offering. Step 3. Imagine where you could be. With the as-is strategy canvas in hand, everyone can see the big picture, the current state of play in the industry. Now the challenge is to develop an equally clear big picture view of the ways in which the underlying assumptions and boundaries that define the industry also limit its appeal and size by causing what we call pain points, which are aspects of a business, product, or services that buyers knowingly or not are forced to put up with, and which either diminish its utility in their eyes or so inconvenient them that customers turn to alternatives. Plotting your buyer utility map. To help teams get a snapshot of the practices in their industry that are blocking utility for buyers and narrowing the basis of the industry's appeal, we developed the buyer utility map, which helps team members see that almost every industry, including theirs, has significant problems worth solving. This lets the team identify not only the full range of ways an industry delivers utility to buyers, but also, more importantly, where it blocks utility, producing hidden opportunities to break away from the competition and expand the size of the market. How do you plot buyer utility maps for your offering? Well, here are the steps. Start with the buyer experience cycle. Walk the team through the generic buyer experience cycle, like purchasing, delivery, use, supplements, maintenance, and then disposal, making sure everyone's clear on what it captures. Then, using it as a baseline, ask them to put themselves in the shoes of the buyers and imagine their total experience from purchase through disposal. Next, challenge the team to identify the specific activities that fall within each stage of the cycle. Explore the 6 buyer utility levers. Once the full buyer experience cycle is laid out, the team can turn to the 6 utility levers, which are productivity, simplicity, convenience, risk reduction, fun and image, and environmental friendliness. Then move methodically from stage to stage, posing the same 2 questions about each, namely, what is the biggest block to, for example, customer productivity, in this stage? And what are the key reasons for this block? While both questions aim to uncover the same problems, we found that the richest answers come from exploring both perspectives. Lastly, fill in the buyer utility map. As the blocks of utility surface, you should put an X in each space where a pain point was revealed. Finally, use an O to mark the utility spaces the industry currently focuses on. Go back to the as-is strategy canvas to provide the baseline. What is the industry fundamentally offering from the buyer's perspective? Boil down the central utility buyer's experience by using your product or service. Step 4. Find how you get there. How can you reconstruct market boundaries and change the conversations you have about where opportunities reside, so as to conceive and open up a new value-cost frontier? We developed the Six Paths framework to demystify and structure the work of seeing opportunities where others see only red oceans of competition. The Six Paths framework provides six systematic ways to shift the lens you use in looking at the market universe and open up a new value-cost frontier. Let's explore the six paths in turn. 1. Look across alternative industries. 2. Look across strategic groups within your industry. 3. Look across the chain of buyers. 4. Look across complementary product and service offerings. 5. Rethink the functional emotional orientation of your industry. 6. Participate in shaping external trends over time. Developing alternative blue ocean opportunities. Now it's time to distill the team's insights and observations into well-formulated blue ocean strategic options. To this end, we introduce the Four Actions Framework, a tool that'll enable you to translate the findings from the team's market exploration into concrete, actionable, strategic options that pursue both differentiation and low cost. The Four Actions Framework is built on four key questions. These questions help you to challenge an industry's strategic logic and business model to arrive at blue ocean moves that break the trade-off between differentiation and low cost. Let's quickly run through them. 1. Which factors that the industry takes for granted should be eliminated? 2. Which factors should be reduced well below the industry standard? 3. Which factors should be raised well above the industry standard? 4. Which factors that the industry has never offered should be created? Step 5. Make your move. You're now ready to select your blue ocean move. How will you choose which strategic option to pursue? By hosting a blue ocean fair, an eye-opening but high-pressure event. By hosting a blue ocean fair, an eye-opening but high-pressure event. The fair begins with the team's presentation of all the strategic options they created. Once the presentations are over, the initiative team splits up and its members go to one of six stations set up around the room. Each station displays a large poster-sized version of one of the 2B strategy canvases, along with the Eliminate, Reduce, Raise, Create grid and the economic benefits to the organization. The attendees are then invited to visit the stations to ask for further clarification, share their comments and suggestions, and raise possible concerns. Finally, they vote for the move or moves they find most compelling, using stickers or post-it notes to indicate their choices. After the voting is all done, the final decision is made by the organization's executive team. Finalizing and launching your Blue Ocean move. With your Blue Ocean move chosen and its market potential confirmed, it's time to formalize your business model. The aim here is laying out the big picture, the economic logic that shows how the value and cost sides of your move interact and come together to deliver a leap in value for buyers in a way that generates strong, profitable growth for you. Such a business model allows you to appreciate and see how the individual operational takes. Such a business model allows you to appreciate and see how the individual operational tasks need to fit together to produce the bottom line. It'll serve as an excellent roadmap while the move is actualized at the operational level. Once your big picture business model is in hand, your Blue Ocean move is finalized and ready to launch. How to make the process work for you. The process is a balance of hearts and minds, of humanness, confidence, and creative competence. And when you balance hearts and minds, you gain hands. People act. And although the five steps comprise the full process for making a blue ocean shift, not every organization will be at the same starting point.